بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon the noble prophet and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We start with the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 74. Chapter 2, verse 74. قال الله عز وجل still concerning the children of Israel. قال الله عز وجل ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. Then after that your hearts were hardened and became as stones, or even worse in hardness. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ. And indeed there are stones out of which rivers gush forth. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ. And indeed there are of them stones which split asunder so that water flows from them. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And indeed there are of them stones which fall down for fear of Allah, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. The explanation. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His grace and favors upon you, O children of Israel, in solving the conflict that occurred between you concerning the killing of that person until that was cleared out, what happened to you? Your hearts were hardened. And became as stones, or even worse in hardness. And stones is, or are, the toughest in hardness. It's even more than iron, because iron softens with fire, while the stones disintegrate into small fragments, and it doesn't soften as the iron does. Here Allah said, and it became as stones, or even worse, or even worse. This or is not for doubt, because Allah knows of its condition of the stones. And the scholars differed as to the implication of the term or. Some are with the opinion that it means rather. It. Or that it is to تحقيق ما سبق, to affirm that which preceded. Meaning, if it is not worse, then it is like it. This is like the saying of Allah in Surah As-Saffat 147, وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. and we sent him to 100,000 people or even more. Some of the scholars here said that or in this verse again, rather they increase, rather they are more than 100,000. And some of them said this is for assertion to that which preceded, meaning if they didn't exceed 100,000, then they are not going to be less. And Allah knows best for regarding His intention in this usage of the term or. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that there is goodness in the stones, contrary to what is in the hearts of these people from the children of Israel, when there is no goodness in them. Here he said, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ. And indeed there are stones out of which rivers gush forth, people use to drink and to irrigate and to provide as a drink for their cattle. And he also said, and indeed there are of them stones which split asunder. So there is another kind here that splits asunder and water gushes out from there, as in the case of the stones in the wells. And then still, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And indeed there are of them stones which fall down for fear of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hashr 59:21, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Had we sent down this Quran on a mountain, you would surely have seen it humbling itself and rendering asunder by the fear and awe of Allah. Such are the parables which we put forward to mankind that they may reflect. And when Musa said to Allah, let me look at you, as in Surah Al-A'raf 7:143, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. And when Musa came at the time and the place appointed by us and his Lord spoke to him, he said, O my Lord, show me yourself that I may look upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لن تراني, you cannot see me, ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. But look up upon the mountain, if it stands still in its place, then you shall see me. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا. So when his Lord appeared to the mountain, he made it collapse to dust, and Musa fell down unconscious. Then when he recovered his senses, he said, glory be to you, I turn to you in repentance, and I am the first of the believers. Here Allah said that some of these stones will fall because of the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the awe, al-khashya, the awe, the khashya, means fear coupled with knowledge of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of aw, al-khashya, fearing Allah while knowing Him. subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he is the greatest, the most great. And then at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, and Allah is not unaware of what you do because of his perfect knowledge and encompassing everything. The benefits. First benefit. The meanness of the children of Israel. They the ones who received all these favors from Allah. Yet they didn't yield and surrender to the truth, but rather their hearts turned stone-like. Even worse, this is the first benefit. The second benefit, making resemblance of what is understood with that which is physically sensed. This is in the saying of Allah describing their hearts as stones, when Allah said فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ, it is like stones, became as stones. Here the stones are physically sensed. However, the hardness of the heart is something understood but intangible, meaning it doesn't mean that this flesh, the piece of the flesh which is of muscle, this is the heart which hardens, the muscles that gets hardened, no, this is not intended. Rather what is intended is that it hardens this intangible hardness by turning away from the truth and being arrogant regarding it. So it is an intangible matter made to resemble the tangible or the physically sensed. And this is from the eloquency of the Quran. And from the benefits is that the stones is the hardest thing to refer to when setting parables or similitudes. And from the benefits, making clear the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he made these stones which is of the hardest composition, made water gush, made rivers gush there from, and we knew that Musa used to strike with his stick the stone and there sprouts springs from the stone, by the ability of Allah. And from the benefits is that the stones is better than the hearts of these people, of those people, because from the stones rivers could come out, water can spring out or forth, and from them those that can fall due to the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this is good, and none of this is in the hearts of these people from the children of Israel. And from the benefits is that the solid things know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know Allah. The inanimate things know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah said, and from them that there are those, there are the stones which fall down from the due to the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a matter known from other verses. As Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Jumu'ah 62 verse 1, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatsoever in the heavens and whatsoever is on the earth glorifies Allah, the King of everything subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly in Surah Al-Isra 17:44, تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحه. The seven heavens and the earth and all that therein glorify him, and there is not a thing but glorifies his praise, but you understand not their glorification. Truly Allah is ever forbearing of forgiving. We continue the benefits from verse 74. We were discussing the point of benefit that the inanimate things know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from this is the quotation in Surah Fussilat, ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين. This is Surah Fussilat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the complete intention to create the heavens and the earth when it was a smoke, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala said to it and to the earth, come forth, or come both of you willingly or unwillingly. They both said, we come willingly. So the inanimate things know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is deducted from this verse. And from the benefits of this verse is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in reference to the stones Allah said, those of them that fall because of the aw of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and aw is the fear which is linked to knowledge, which is based upon knowledge, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fatir verse 28, إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. This will be 35:28. Then whoever knows of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's inevitable that he will have awe of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the verse. And of men and of ad-dawab, moving living creatures, beasts, etc., and cattle in like manner of various colors. It is only those who have knowledge, this is the point of evidence, it is only those who have knowledge among his slaves that fear or have awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this also we know the vast and comprehensive knowledge of Allah the Most High, because Allah said at the end of the statement, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, certainly Allah is not unaware of what you do. And this attribute of Allah is an attribute known as the negative attributes. They are known as the negative attributes, or الصِّفَاتُ السَّلْبِيَّةِ. And those who remember discussing these matters with us, this is a refreshment. This is known as the negative, meaning the negative attributes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negates regarding himself, and they compromise or comprise two things. First, negating the attribute, negating a negation part, and look at this, affirmation of the perfection of the opposite of what is negated. Okay, so here we have, alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, we have two things in the attributes, in these attributes of negation. First, negating the attribute. Secondly, affirming. It stops there. It affirms the perfection of the opposite. Here Allah is saying, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِرٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is not unaware of what you do. So this affirms his what? That unawareness is not something which is attributable to Allah, and then the opposite is affirmed in perfection. And what is the opposite of unawareness? Is full knowledge, therefore complete knowledge. So you understand, inshallah, this? Do you understand this now? This kind of attributes of negation, is that clear, inshallah? We affirm what is negated, that it doesn't befit Allah, then we affirm what? The perfection of the opposite of what is being negated. Is this clear, inshallah? Okay, alhamdulillah. Tayyib. Alhamdulillah, tayyib. Then the next verse 75. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Do you, faithful believers, covet that they will believe in your religion in spite of the fact that a party of them, the Jewish rabbis, used to hear the word of Allah, meaning the Torah, we'll explain this further, then they used to change it knowingly after they understood it. So do you covet that they will believe in your religion because of what they are, because of these attributes? Fine. This is when Allah says أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ, do you covet? This is used intending remoteness of the possibility that these Jews who were qualified with these attributes, that they would believe. And coveting here is hope with intensiveness. So do you covet that they will believe you? And it is possible that it may mean also, do you covet that they will believe and submit, the full submission? And this is a very remote possibility. Why? Because Allah said right after that, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ, in spite of the fact that a party of them used to hear the word of Allah, etc. So they used to hear the word of Allah, and then they used to change it knowingly. يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ, the word of Allah. The scholars gave the following meaning of what is intended here by the word of Allah. The first opinion is that what is intended here is the Torah, as you see the translation here. They hear the Torah and they change it and alter it after they understood it and they knew what it meant. And from that, is there distortion of the Torah concerning the attributes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his advent? And they said that he, the messenger,
is the awaited messenger. And then when he came, of course, they said he is not the first, he is not the one whom we thought he would be. This is the first saying, that the alteration is in reference to the Torah. The second saying is that what is intended here refers to those who were with Musa, whom Musa chose 70 men when he went to the appointment with Allah. And these 70 heard the word of Allah, but rather they said what? They said, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. We are not going to believe as to that which you tell us, O Musa, until we see Allah plainly. Then after that, they went and they changed what they heard from the words of Allah. The words of Allah to Musa, which he spoke to Musa. So this is the second saying. Our Shaykh rahimahullah said, Am I searched in the books of tafsir, which I have, and I didn't see a third possibility, meaning a third opinion. And that is, what is intended by Kalamullah, the word of Allah here, is the Quran. And that they heard the Quran, then they changed it and altered that. Because the Quran is the Kalam of Allah, is the word of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in Surah At-Tawbah in 9:6, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. And if anyone of the mushriks seeks your protection, then grant him protection so that he may hear the word of Allah. Here it refers to the Quran. So he said, the Shaykh rahimahullah, if this possibility is correct, then it is closer than the two meanings mentioned earlier. And Allah knows best regarding his intention. Allah said at the end of this verse that they alter the words of Allah after they understood it while they know. Meaning they know that they are altering the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they know that this is unlawful, so they transgressed the limits and altered the words of Allah, and therefore committed the sin knowingly. The points of benefit. First one, the one who hears the word of Allah then alters it or changes it, then he is far from accepting the truth from the one who doesn't hear the word of Allah. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to relieve him from any sorrow when he makes clear the conditions of these children of Israel around him in Medina, and that these are transgressors, don't covet concerning their belief. Thirdly, affirming that Allah speaks and that his speech is with a heard voice, because Allah said يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ, they hear the word of Allah, and the speech of Allah is a real and true attribute comprising the word, the meaning. So he subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with letters and hear voices. Fourthly, and I want you to really give me your best attention, inshallah. And this is, inshallah, expected, is the following benefit. That the speech of Allah, Kalamullah Azza wa Jal, is from His attributes, or from the attributes of action, is from the attributes of action in its singular occurrences. Please, the speech of Allah is from the attributes of actions of Allah when we consider the singular or in its singular occurrences. However, if we consider the origin of the attribute, then it is an attribute of the self. Is an attribute of the self when considering the origin of the attribute. When considering the singular occurrences, then it is from the attributes of action. What does this mean? The attributes of the self, the attributes of the essence, meaning, is continuously, is ever established with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eternally established with Him in the past and in the future. These are the attributes of the essence. So, from one side, the speech of Allah is from the attributes of the essence, of Allah's essence, meaning of His self, in relevance to the origin of the attribute. So it is continuously established with Allah forever, like the attribute of life, like the attribute of knowledge, like the attribute of ability, like the attribute of power, like the attribute of might, like the attribute of hearing, like the attribute of seeing, and so forth. And on the other hand, the attributes of action are those attributes which are linked to His mashia, to His will. So they take place if He wishes, like His ascending of the throne, like His descending to the lower heaven in the latter third of the night, and like His coming on the day of resurrection to judge between the slaves, like His pleasure, like His anger. When this takes place, its existence is related to its causes. So, in summary, therefore, the speech of Allah is from the attributes of action when we consider its singular occurrences. Like when Allah spoke to Musa, this is an occurrence. So here it is, and from that angle it is an attribute of action. Allah chose to speak to Musa on a particular time, on a particular date, in a particular place, and as He wished. This does not mean here that these occurrences exist with Allah eternally, as the innovators say. You see the point? These attributes of actions are linked to his mashia, to his will. Whenever he sees to speak, he speaks subhanahu wa ta'ala as he wishes. On the other hand, this same attribute is his from his attributes of the self, of the essence, in relevance to it being, in relevance to the origin of the attribute. In its origin, it is eternal, and in its occurrences, it is singular, meaning it occurs whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. But he is always qualified with speech. Is this really clear to you, inshallah? From the benefits of this verse is the response for, or the response to, the Ash'arite sect and other sects who hold to the opinion that the speech of Allah is, quote, the meaning established with him, with his self, and that the letters and the voices are not from the actual speech of Allah, but denote the speech of Allah. They are not Kalamullah, they are not the speech of Allah, but they denote, and that Allah created them. Look at this, created the sounds and created the letters in order to express what is within himself. And you know, if you think about this deeply, this is saying, in other words, that the Quran is created. And the complete response, of course, is in the books of Aqidah, but suffice to say that the sixth point of benefit, that those Jews altered the speech of Allah after they understood it, and that this is an ugly, ugly thing, because they altered after they understood. Because the ignorant person may be excused, but the one who knows the thing, then his action is really even worse, because he transgressed, committed the sin with knowledge. So that's why it becomes even worse. Now we know that the alteration of the speech of Allah is a quality of the Jews, and that from this ummah there are those who did the same thing. However, the Quran is preserved such that there can be no alteration in letter, because this is known to everyone, would be known to everyone. However, the intangible alteration occurs in the meaning, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes always available great scholars and followers who make this clear and unravel its distortions, or the distortions committed. This is the end of these two verses, 75 and 74 and 75. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.